The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Moving on to another story making the headlines today, and you'll have heard in the bulletin there, a verdict returned today has found that Soldier F was not guilty of the charges against him from Bloody Sunday. The paratrooper, whose identity has remained anonymous, was charged with committing 2 murders and 5 attempted murders in Derry on the 30th of January 1972. Well, freelance journalist Amanda Ferguson is on the line now. You just, Amanda, might remind us of the charges against this individual.
Yes, there were 7 charges, 2 of murder and 5 of attempted murder, and a court in Belfast found the Lance Corporal of the Parachute Regiment not guilty of murder. And it's the only trial of a member of the British Armed Forces over the 1972 Bloody Sunday killings of 13 unarmed Catholic civil rights marchers in Northern Ireland. So I'm sure listeners are familiar with the 2010 apology from the British government, which apologised for the unjustifiable and unjustified killings when members of the British Army's Parachute Regiment opened fire on the streets of Derry, which is really one of the most defining moments of the North's history. So the prosecution relied on the hearsay evidence of 2 other paratroopers, soldiers G and H. And whenever it came down to it, in the end, the judge, Patrick Lynch, said in his verdict that he was satisfied that the soldiers had lost all sense of military discipline when they opened, and that they had opened fire with intent to kill, and those who were responsible should hang their head in shame. But he said that the case fell short of the burden of proof required for a guilty decision from the court. So he said that delay had seriously hampered the capacity of the defence to test the veracity and accuracy of the hearsay statements, and the evidence presented by the Crown failed to reach the high standard of proof required in a criminal case, that a proof of beyond reasonable doubt.
Now, as we know, Soldier F has been there in court. He has been attending court every day, but he is shielded by a curtain to protect his identity. So I know you won't have seen any reaction from that individual when that not guilty verdict was read out, but he would have had family and would have had supporters in the courtroom. What did they have to say, either in the courtroom or after, outside of the court?
Yeah, well, afterwards, outside, there were a number of different sort of veterans representatives, David Johnson, the Veterans Commissioner in Northern Ireland, and also another veteran spokesperson. They did start by trying to highlight that they understood this would be a difficult day for the Bloody Sunday families, but they also indicated that part of the sort of prosecutions in the modern era, they feel, are part of a witch hunt against former soldiers. And there was a lot of a sort of heckling from the sidelines of people who were unhappy to hear that sort of assessment, and talking about the deaths that have been caused over the years at the hands of state forces in the North. We also heard from Kieran Shields, who is the family solicitors, and he was highlighting some of the issues there are around Royal Military police statements not being allowed to be used, and while this is sort of the end of the line for the Soldier F prosecution, that there's going to be sort of pursuing of perhaps Soldier H over repeated sort of announcements in the court about him committing perjury. So I asked if there was anything that the UK and the Irish governments could do whenever it came down to legacy, and Kieran Shields spoke about the sort of cancerous nature of the inability to sort of fully have access to all of the information and allow a lot of the sort of old statements to be admissible within the court system. He said there's a particular problem between the years of 1970 and 1974, and there was also a statement from the families of Bloody Sunday as well. There was a statement from them talking about the long sort of pursuit of justice and how that they didn't lay any blame for what had happened with the actual trial judge himself, but with the British state, and there was wider sort of commentary around that.
I saw the footage of the families walking towards the courthouse today, holding their banners, Justice for Bloody Sunday Victims, holding pictures of their loved ones who had been shot dead that year. And they have been waiting for 53 years for justice for their families. They have wanted to see somebody held responsible for these deaths. They've wanted to see a conviction. What was their reaction outside of court today?
Yes. Mickey McKinney, who was the brother of William McKinney, said that today marked the end of the prosecution of Soldier F, but the families and the wounded and all of their supporters from various different victims groups and different parts of the political spectrum leave the courthouse with an incredible sense of pride in their achievements. There was a sense of taking it to the wire, as it was described at one point, but really they said that the trial judge wasn't to blame for today's decision, that the blame lies firmly with the British state. And they also said that the blame lies firmly with the RUC for failing to investigate the murders of Bloody Sunday properly. And they also said the blame lies with the British Army, who shielded and enabled its soldiers to continue to murder with impunity and immunity. And also there was criticism of the Director of Public Prosecution as well. So it was a really emotive day, a sense that while it's the end of the road for the Soldier F prosecution, that these issues around so-called legacy cases are going to continue to raise their head. And I imagine we'll hear more detail in the sort of weeks that lie ahead about what's actually going to happen next.
I mean, it has been so incredibly divisive among communities in Northern Ireland. Do you expect any unrest after this verdict, Amanda?
I wouldn't think so. You know, the court fell sort of silent when the verdict was read out, and the trial judge, Patrick Lynch, had indicated about the sort of quiet dignity of everyone that had been involved in the proceedings up to this point. There were obviously some sort of emotional, heated comments outside of the courtroom whenever people weren't happy with what some of the veterans' representatives were saying. But, you know, that's always going to be the case whenever it comes to the North. There isn't going to be agreement on these particular issues. However, you know, the court has made its findings, given its verdict in this particular case, and you know, the court heard, you know, that it wasn't sort of they essentially, Judge Patrick Lynch said that he was satisfied that the soldiers on that day, and in particular this case focused on what happened in Glenplatta Park North, he said that the military had lost any sense of discipline and opened fire with intent to kill, and that those responsible should hang their heads in shame. But as I said, the case fell short of the burden of proof. So a very difficult day for those people, as you say, more than five decades on. And often whenever I'm broadcasting, particularly outside of Ireland, broadcasters will say to me, you know, do people just not want to move on, or do they not want to draw a line? But I guess the question that you have to ask people that ask those sort of questions is, if someone murdered your loved one, at what point would you give up in your pursuit for justice?
Yeah, a very difficult day for all of those. Amanda Ferguson, thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.